The Guardian.
Now think of places around the world where populations often go hungry, and you imagine countries such as Ethiopia or Mozambique. But what about Mexico or Indonesia? The latter two aren't commonly known for having a food deficit, but it's predicted they may soon be faced with major shortages unless the World Food Programme can rustle up new donations. It's warning that spiralling costs of commodities means they may need to cut food rations, which may even affect the number of people reached. Our diplomatic editor, Julian Borger, told me earlier what the World Food Programme are proposing.
What they're saying is to get through to the same number of people they did last year and the number of people they were intending to this year, that's 73 million people in 78 countries, they're going to need a lot more money to be able to afford the food that they want to deliver. Their budget for 2008 was $2.9 billion. They're saying we want $500 million more just to meet the same needs that we intended to.
And this is in the face of spiralling agricultural costs.
That's right. Food and commodity prices going up around the world, and not just the cost of food, but also the cost of fuel to deliver that food. That's also an important element. But it is, at the heart of it, stagnant supply and in some areas falling supply of food, agricultural produce, and rising demand around the world. And those two come together, sharply increasing costs.
So the WFP relies on donors then. Have they put out an SOS in effect and said, you know, you've got to come in now and help us?
That's exactly what they're doing. They're ringing the alarm bell over this. They need a lot more money just to kind of tread water. They're going around with the begging bowl to the countries involved, because the contributions, international contributions to the WFP, are voluntary every year. Every year they have to start again asking for, going to their board and asking for money. So they're very dependent on the whims and vicissitudes of, you know, the international economy.
And what countries will be hardest hit by this?
Well, inevitably, those countries that are most reliant on food aid, which are in Africa. But it's also bringing in populations that normally thought of themselves as being middle income, not having to worry about being able to feed their children. Now they are having to worry. More, a bigger and bigger share of their household income is going towards food, and so they're less able to buy other things, and also worrying about being able to buy enough food. So a lot of people are facing food insecurity who previously didn't have to think about it.
And what other options are there available to the countries to try and control this themselves as well?
Well, the kind of national policies being pursued are allowing more to come in, so lifting duties on food imports, imposing duties and quotas on food exports to stop food going out of the country, starting to see food not just as a commodity but as a strategic asset that you try and hoard, keep in the country rather than let it flow around the world. Also, several countries are reintroducing ration cards. Pakistan, for example, hasn't had ration cards since the 1980s. They're bringing them back in because the nation's poor are in danger of malnutrition because food prices have gone beyond their reach.
Now, we mentioned sort of rising commodity prices, but also our demand for biofuels, I presume, is adding to this as well.
Yeah, they're talking about a perfect storm of causes here. You've got the increase in demand for biofuels. You've got global warming, climate change, which is having an impact around the world. You could say the floods, disastrous floods in West Africa this past year, have contributed to the food insecurity there. The terrible weather in China has had a serious impact in food production there, and of course that's massive, and may or may not be caused directly by climate change, but the increasing unpredictability of climate is surely going to be a cause and underlying food insecurity for the foreseeable future.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.